Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Megillah Daf Yud Beis, Megillah 12, and today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is continuing to expound the verses from the Book of Esther. So we start in the middle of Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, in the middle of 12a, where the Gemara cites the verse, Baharoso es Osher Kavon Malchuso, Ve'esikar Teferes Geduloso, that the Jewish people gathered and they made a party. That Achashverosh made a party for all of Persia, and everybody could see Baharosos Osher Kavu Malchuso. They could see the glory and the wealth of his kingdom, and the precious and Vasikart Feras Kaduloso, his greatness and his splendor. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina taught Melamed Shelavash Big Day Kahuna. At this party that Achashverosh throws at the very beginning of the Book of Esther, what was Achashverosh wearing? He was wearing the garments of the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, that Nebuchadnezzar had brought up from Jerusalem. And what's the reason why he was doing this? And based upon the Gemara earlier, we're seeing that the reason, back on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that the reason why he was doing this party, why Achashverosh was doing this party, is because he thought that the 70 years of exile that the Jewish people have been prophesied, that they're going to be in exile for 70 years, and only after 70 years are they going to be able to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. But Achashverosh, by his calculation, counting 70 years, so he said, oh, it's a proof that this prophecy is wrong. And so therefore he was demonstrating it by wearing the garments of the Kohen Gadol. And how do we learn that? We learn it out from the fact that it says, Ksiv Hacha, it says here, Ve'es Yikar Teferes Geduloso. It says with respect to Achashverosh's wealth, it calls it the word Teferes, the beauty, Ksiv Hasam. It says there, with respect to the garments of the Kohen, Ma'asita Bigde Kodesh La'arona Chicho L'chavodol Sifaris, that the garments of the Kohen Gadol are called Kavod Ol Tifaris, for honor and for glory. So we see from here that Achashverosh was wearing the garments of the Kohen Gadol. And then it states, that after the King Achashverosh made one big party, he made another party when that was finished for all the people from Shushan Abira. He made a party just for 7 days for all the people of Shushan, just for 7 days. Meaning to say that first Achashverosh made a party for the whole country for 180 days. At the end of that, he made an additional party just for the people of Shushan for 7 days. And about this party that he made, Rav and Shmuel have an argument about it. Why did he make the party for the people from far away first? Chad Amar, Melech Bikeach Haya. So this is a fundamental question about how do we view Achashverosh? Do we view him as a smart person, or do we view him as a fool? So one of them, either Rav or Shmuel, we're not sure who, one of them says he was a Melech Bikeach, he was a very smart king. And the other one says Melech Tipesh Haya, that he was a foolish king. And the Gemara is going to explain the source for their differences here. Manda Amar Melech Bikeach Haya, the one who says that Achashverosh was a very smart king, the Shabir Ava Dikar of Rechika Bereisha, and Achashverosh did something very smart. Now, what did he do? At first, he called the people were from far away, and he called them first to celebrate. The B'nai because the people of his own city, they're always near him. So whenever he wanted to, he could bring them close and appease them. And the one who says he was a foolish king, he should have first given the attention to the people who are close to his city first. That if the people who are far away would rebel against him, still the people who are nearby would have rallied to his side. And so there's a dispute whether or not Achashverosh did the right thing in honoring or first giving attention to the people who are far away and only afterwards giving the attention to the people who are nearby. This is a fundamental question, is how do we look at Achashverosh? Do we look at him as a smart king or as a foolish king? And that's the fundamental argument that's being played out as it discusses first here in the text, whether or not he did the right thing in making a big party for the people who are far away first. Shelo Talmidav Es Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. So the Gemara says, let's understand now, the Gemara wants to understand what's the reason why the Jewish people had this harsh decree made against them. Because from the book of Megillah, the Megillah Esther, it doesn't really say. It just seems like it was just the plot of Haman focused on just the fact that Mordechai wasn't bowing down. But what's the reason why, from the divine perspective, there was this terrible decree made against the Jewish people? So the students of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel asked, what's the reason why the Jews of that generation were given this punishment of destruction, what's the reason why they had this harsh decree against them? So Amru Lahem, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he didn't answer this question. He says, Imru Atem, he says, you give me the answer that you think is correct. This is a very strange thing, because it's one of the most unusual appearances in the Talmud, that the student says to the teacher, and the teacher says, you tell me the answer. Well, you know that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai might have been afraid to criticize the government, because he himself ran away from the government and eventually had to hide in a cave, and first hiding because he was critical of the Roman government. So maybe that's part of the reason, but it's a very unusual thing that the teacher says, you tell me. So the student said, Amruel Mipnation Nana Misudosa Shooso Russia. So the first answer is because they celebrated at that party that Achashverosh threw. That party that Achashverosh threw for 7 days for the people of Shushan, the Jews were participating in it. And they were eating the food and they were drinking and they were being part of this wicked man's party. And for this reason, Hashem Yisbarach made a divine decree against the Jewish people.